Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Salamun alaykum. To those who are ambitiously waiting for the program that introduces Islamic books every week, good news, this is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and you are listening to Bookshelf. Your mother, and then your father. Paradise is beneath the feet of your mother, and when describing God's love to his believing servant, the Prophet says, Allah feeds his believing servant with ordeals like a mother feeds her child milk. There's a lot of emphasis in Islam on the status of one's mother, even if she is a non-believer or invites her child to refrain from Islam. You may disobey her when she tells you to violate Islam, but you may never be disrespectful to her. The Prophet said, four types of people are such that talking about them behind their backs is not considered backbiting. I'm going to list those four briefly. The immoral person who makes a public display of his immorality, the dishonest leader, one who is a dissenter, who defames my community and draws his sword against it, and those who joke about their and others' mothers. No doubt we all love our mothers, yet we sometimes lose control and act otherwise. Knowing how much mothers are respected in Islam will help us in our behavior with our mothers. Today, we're going to introduce a book about the status of mothers in Islam.
Blessed is your face, blessed is your name, my beloved. Blessed is your smile, which makes my soul want to fly, my beloved. All the nights and all the times that you cared for me, but I never realized it. Now it's too late. Forgive me.
This is IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf. Today's program is dedicated to the wonderful mothers out there who are the most caring person for their children and for whom God has demanded respect. Today's book is called The Status of Mothers in Islam, written by Sayyid Muhammad Suhufi and published by Beithat Islamic Research Center in Qom. The translator is Dr. Aladdin Pazargadi, and Beithat Islamic Research Center is dedicated to publishing and translating Islamic content in English. The book comes in 14 pages. It talks about the effect of the mother on her offspring, the mother's wrath. It gives another recommendation for mother, talks about Mother's Day, and it talks about what to do after one's mother's death. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back to read a part on the mother's wrath.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
You're back on IRIB English Radio. We are reading the book, The Status of Mothers in Islam, because mothers are greatly respected in Islam. The book that we're reading today has a chapter about the mother's wrath, and I'm going to be reading from there. In Islam, a mother's anger and dissatisfaction with an offspring are regarded as the means of his misfortune and destruction. In some Islamic narrations, it has been explicitly said that those who maltreat their parents will never even smell the perfume of heaven nor attain happiness. A young companion of the Prophet had fallen ill and was confined to bed. The Prophet went to visit him and found him seriously ill and approaching the last moments of life. The Prophet said to him, "Confess to the uniqueness of God and say there is no God but Allah." The young man stammered and could not utter the sacred phrase. The Prophet asked the woman who was present, "Has this young man a mother?" She said, "Yes, I am his mother." The Prophet asked, "Are you dissatisfied with him?" She said, "Yes, but I have not been on speaking terms with him for 6 years. The Prophet requested her to forgive the son's errors. She said, "O Prophet of God, I will do so for your sake." Then the Prophet turned to the young man and said, "Now utter the phrase, there is no God but Allah, La ilaha illallah." The young man now gave a free tongue to the rightful words and uttered them. Imam Sadiq says, "He who wishes to pass easily through the agony of death should act benevolently towards kinsmen and treat his mother kindly. Then the agony of death will become easy for him to bear, and in life he will not suffer from indigence." A man asked the Prophet a point about goodness to one's parents. The Prophet repeated his recommendations 3 times for kindness to parents, but had been made a mother's right prior to a father's. So this book gives us information about how to treat our mother when they're alive, but some of the listeners may have unfortunately lost their mothers. There's another chapter about the mother after her death. A mother's death is an irreparable loss, but the order of creations according to the wisdom of God demands that every living creature should one day leave this world. One should remain contented and submit to the will of God and his own destiny, but there are certain duties that children must perform after their mother's death if they desire their own happiness. In other words, the right of parents does not cease with their death, and this right must be observed by their children after the death of their parents. The fifth Imam says, "An offspring may be benevolent to his parents during their lifetime, but he may not repay his debt to them after they die, nor pray for their salvation and forget them altogether. In such a case, the offspring will be included by God in the category of those who misbehave towards their parents." Did you hear that, my dear listeners? If we forget and ignore our parents after their death, we will still be categorized of those who misbehave towards our parents. What can be concluded from these and other Islamic narrations is that if a father or a mother has incurred a debt, their offspring should make an effort to repay this debt and pray for their salvation. He should offer alms in their name, feed a needy person to gladden their soul, take care of and caress an orphan, and perform similar charitable acts. The reward of such deeds will be given to the parents as well as their children, and God will bless and favor them for such benevolent and charitable deeds. The reality is that we have a very kind and merciful God, and so it only follows that we should be kind and merciful to the rest as well. And who deserves more of our kindness than our parents? And among our parents, who more than our mothers, who have dedicated, devoted, and sacrificed truly all they have for us? The Status of Mothers in Islam is the book that we covered today. It's short, and I recommend reading it to all our listeners. You can download the book from al-islam.org. If you missed our program, you can download this program and our previous programs from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week, and hopefully a lot of kindness with our mothers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.